and you're using it probably inappropriately. 434-4144, that caller 10. Do we have her on the line?
We do. We have Holly on the line with us.
Hey, Holly. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, babe? Where are you headed?
Good. Charlottesville to a meeting.
Charlottesville. Mm,
to a meeting?
Okay. Well, let's get you some breakfast combos before you get there.
All right.
All right. Three headlines. Two are real, one so fake. Here we go. Number one, Natalie Portman, before graduating from Harvard and before being nominated for Best Actress, was voted most likely to be on Jeopardy by her high school class. That's number one. Number two, Oscars shocked critics by nominating Q101's McNamara for Best Screenplay of Pizza Pizza Land. And number three, cutest couple contest at Q101online.com. Win a big prize pack from the Wishing Well and vote for the Valley's cutest couple. Which one's fake?
Two.
Number two's
fake. Yeah.
Holly, you got it, girl.
I'd watch it, though. Pizza Pizza Land. I'd watch it.
Is it a musical?
Ooh, it could be.
Is it a musical like La La Land?
It is now.
All right, Holly, congratulations, and hang on the line for us. We'll get some information, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, you be safe on the road.
Thanks.
Coming up on a Wednesday, we're going to have your chance to hear the inside scoop on is a cartridge in between. It's not supposed to ever get in your mouth. But every time a new mom or dad uses this for the first time, you know that there is a chance in the back of your mind that you're about to get a mouthful of baby bugs.
Full of baby bugs.
And the fact that they go ahead and do it to relieve their baby of, like, the snotty nose, it restores my faith in humanity. You forget that there is a very simple thing in this world called the love of a mother or father to their infant.
Yeah.
Or toddler or child in general. But in this particular case, I read that and I was like, oh. Okay, Monday Misconnects got some chances today.
Yeah.
I always forget about the music.
How could you forget about this music?
You left this beautiful multicolored scarf sitting in front of you. I have it and would love to return it to you.
Ooh.
Here's the scary part.
Uh-oh.
Only slightly used.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
You cannot hold it hostage in your apartment. And the girl who left the scarf, do not get the scarf. The scarf is gone. You no longer own the scarf. It's not your scarf anymore. Yeah. Leave it at Jack Brown's. That way she could go get it at Jack Brown's. Now the scarf is gone.